AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is blasting the process of being impeached again. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president calls it ridiculous.
This impeachment is causing tremendous anger.
Speaking to reporters for the first time since the Capitol attack, which Democrats blame on him, the president said the impeachment push is dangerous, but
we want no violence, never violence.
The House will begin debating impeachment tomorrow, charging the president with incitement of insurrection and urging supporters to march on the Capitol. But the president's taking no responsibility for the riot, saying his remarks to backers were totally appropriate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The House will first try to convince Vice President Mike Pence and the cabinet to get the president out quickly. This is House Rules Committee Democrat Jamie Raskin.
They can help to lead us out of the nightmare that we've been plunged into by this sequence of events.
The 25th Amendment scenario is not likely to happen. This is Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
That is not something that we'll be discussing right now, as you can imagine. Take it one step at a time.
President Trump is traveling to Texas today to see the border wall. The Trump administration has unexpectedly shifted gears to speed the delivery of coronavirus shots. Jason Schwartz with the Yale School of Public Health says it's great to have supply of the vaccine. It's just a question of distribution.
We can't waste any time. We need to maximize supply and we need to maximize distribution. And the announcement today addresses the first part of that problem. And now we need to see the comprehensive solutions to the second.
The government will no longer hold back required second doses of the vaccines, practically doubling supply. Also, states should immediately start vaccinating other groups lower down the priority scale, including people age 65 and older and younger people with certain health problems. Stocks have moved mixed on Wall Street. This is AP News. Former FBI Director James Comey is speaking out about the warning from the FBI of possible armed protests around the country leading up to Joe Biden's inauguration.
How worried is he?
Well, it's extraordinary because we live in extraordinary times where a president and his enablers have tried to motivate people to violence. So it doesn't surprise me, although it's very, very unusual.
He says the FBI is right to be concerned and law enforcement should be prepared.
What's appalling about what happened on January 6th is a lack of preparation. We can't repeat that mistake.
Former FBI Director James Comey on the Today Show. I'm Rita Foley.
Sheldon Adelson, founder, chairman, and CEO of Las Vegas Sands, has died at the age of 87 from complications related to treatment for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He was considered the nation's most influential Republican donor. Adelson played a key role in relocating the U.S. Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem in 2018. Ed Donahue, AP News.